And welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you on this January 6th, 2022. It is, if you're a Lutheran, Epiphany. Yes, have you had one yet? It's Three Kings Day. And let's see. It's also the first anniversary of what I consider a colossal mistake. The colossal mistake is marching on the nation's capital that we own because these Democrats are very smart. And they had it all figured out that if they could manipulate the elections and twist everybody's conscience, that they would indeed gather and riot, no matter whether then-President Trump called them to do so. That is debatable even in and of itself. I don't ever remember hearing him ever incite a riot. Yet, the January 6th committee, which is not even a legal committee, it's supposed to have 13 members, it only has 9. These bunch of blowhards that we the people, Democrats more in particular, elected to Congress to represent we the people, have done us a big disservice. We're going to follow up on that during this hour. If you are calling to listen to the show, we have a number. This is the new call-in to listen number, 631-359-8232. 631-359-8232. And if you're hearing this broadcast any other time than 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, the show is not live. You can't call the show to be on the air. If you are listening and you look at your watch and you've calculated that you are between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, wherever you are, then you can call our toll-free line, 844-769-2944. And you can be put on the air and engage in what we've been deprived of the last 20 months, social intercourse, interaction with each other, where you get to voice your opinion and tell it like it is. I know there's a lot of people up that are upset with what happened here, you know, and the reason that we're able to talk about it is because of the Power Mall. 10% off of North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as the Real Anthony Fauci book. You get 10% off of that. You want to know all about the jab and what Big Pharma and Bill Gates have done to our country? That book is now available at the Power Mall. We have the Tranquil BOGO, buy one, get one free, still going on while supplies last. If you want to get communications from us or participate, we have a Twitter feed, twitter.com/PowerHourNation. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/PowerHourNation. We have a newsletter that goes out as well. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePowerMall. And so there's so many different ways to interconnect with us besides listening to us on the radio and WWCR shortwave. And our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. If you are looking at what happened 1 year ago today and you're seeing pictures of things that have happened since, you would be equally as frustrated as me looking at the garbage that has been inflicted upon Americans. Albeit, there are some people who think that it was a big mistake marching on the Capitol, because, as you know, given what we know about the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the FBI has been disgraced over this whole thing in the Whitmer issue. And now we're looking at the fact that it's possible and highly probable. Even Tucker Carlson did a story on Fox Nation about it, a three-part segment, and in it, they look at the FBI and their informants as being instigators in getting people to march on the Capitol. There are a lot of things happening since. There is a defendant being held in Virginia in connection with the breach. His name is Christopher Quaglin, and he is at risk of dying from the lack of medical care, according to his attorney. The jail refuses to provide proper medical care and a special diet for his celiac disease. New York attorney Joseph McBride alleges they're starving the guy out, he told the Epoch Times. They've moved him six times since he's been detained. We can't send him to a facility that's not going to be able to take care of him. And you see, this is it. When they moved him, this is a term that you should know. It's called dieseling. That's right. That's the name of the term the feds use when they move somebody from place to place to place, so his attorney and others trying to communicate with him can't find him. It's called dieseling. This is a deliberate ploy on the part of the Democratic administration, who claims to think that the breach of the Capitol was a riot against our democracy, that it was insurrection, that it was treason and sedition. Here's the funny thing. Nobody's been charged with that. And the funny thing about Kamala Harris, with her little diatribe, she kicked off the Biden administration's remarks on the first anniversary, comparing it to the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941. Is this woman so effing out of touch? She is clueless. Her mind and Biden's mind, I consider to be on pretty much the same level. And I'm being kind. And she also compares what happened at the Capitol to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. And what I want to know is why Victoria White, you know, I would have loved to seen Victoria White. This is the thing. She was repeatedly struck in the head with a baton when one Capitol police officer attempted to interfere. The other cop that was doing the beating pushed him away, said, "Get out of my way." And he started punching her with his fist in the face, grabbed her by the hair and pulled her head back, pulled it hard. She looked dazed and confused, wore a blank stare. The officer basically just kept doing it. This woman is 5'4", provides a stark contrast to the often preached narrative that it was strictly an insurrection carried out by mobs of Trump supporters. See, here's the mistake. When you get into a situation where one blow sends a message, 20 blows is police brutality, and White's lawyers preparing a civil suit. And all of this information was exposed only after a federal judge ordered that 3 hours of surveillance video held by the DOJ be released to White's attorney. And because of the fact that this, in my book, was not an insurrection. If you want to talk insurrection, let's talk Shea's rebellion. Because Shea and his band of miscreants, as history would try to dictate, came fully armed. I don't know that there was anybody that was armed. Haven't seen any evidence of it. And yet they've been holding all these people who are supposed to be allowed a right to speedy trial under the Constitution. Yet they haven't had a trial. So many of them have pleaded guilty and gotten their sentences, but some of them are still in the horrid conditions. And we're going to be visiting with Pastor David Scarlett and his Glory Ministry Worldwide about this. And we also have some sound bites to play when he comes on. This is a very sad state of affairs. And now, for the rest of the year, you are going to hear nothing but diatribe, pompous buffoonery out of the January 6th committee. This bunch, only 9 of them, not 13 as supposed to be by their own rules, has interviewed more than 300 witnesses behind closed doors, including state and local elections officials. It said were pressured by the Trump campaign. It's also reviewed about 35,000 pages of documents, notably text messages, to and from Trump's last White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows. The 9-member committee, made up of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, all appointed by the Wicked Witch of the West, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That woman needs to be tarred and feathered and run on a rail. She and the other Republicans have questioned the legitimacy of the committee and its tactics and its partisan balance. So here's what you can expect. Televised hearings. Oh, yeah, they're going to turn this into a Watergate. They're going to attempt to drag Bannon and Meadows and everybody else in front of the cameras and attempt to humiliate them. Boy, would I love to have Hillary Clinton's file gate sitting in front of me when I went to testify to them. I would open those files and proceed to air their dirty laundry. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you don't hear some of that from the witnesses they call in front of the cameras. I think they all have to have dirty laundry aired because it legitimizes the reason why so many people were pissed off and stormed the Capitol. But the problem is, you got to understand the way the Democrats and the feds think and deep state. You got to understand the FBI no longer stands for fidelity, bravery, and integrity. They are habitual, chronic liars. The whole bunch of them are. And Garland, Merrick Garland, what a disgrace for an excuse for an attorney general. And to see him stand up there, that buffoon, and make the comments he did, like he's out to get everybody, whether they were involved or not. It's like, dude, you got to prove your case. And if you can't prove it, then it's selective prosecution. And if you commit any kind of serious infringement on somebody's rights, then it becomes prosecutorial misconduct. And who's doing something about it? Nobody. Nobody except, you know, there are some people out there like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert. There are people out there, Congress people, that are very, very frustrated with all of this. And they are trying to get something done. And the more they try to do something, the more pushback there is. You can also bet that there will be an expansive scope into the investigations into what is going on. They are really trying to keep Donald Trump from running again in 2024 by charging him criminally, which is another thing that they're after, is the potential for criminal referrals. They're going to drag any kind of potential witness they can so they can twist their words, which they've done, and make a scene trying to pin it on Trump, like they're pinning the tail on the donkey at a birthday party. Then they're going to try to make legislative proposals. I mean, these people are not going to give up. And whoever is running against Liz Cheney up in Wyoming, you really need to beef up your campaigns and hold it against this woman. She does not deserve to be in Congress any longer. 2022 is going to be a very big deciding factor, and that is actually how people should have protested with their votes. People are already protesting with their feet. But here's the thing. If the January 6th rioters committed insurrection and sedition like this committee says, none of them have been charged. Why not? And for Kamala Harris to make these comments, the woman's out of her mind. She does not deserve to be vice president. If they impeach Biden after the shift of power in Congress, they need to go and take her out as well. She's a moron. And she's the one that condoned all the riots in 2020. Oh, yeah, let's post bond for these people and let them out. What kind of anarchist is in the vice presidential position in the White House now? She's an anarchist. Where is Roy Cohn when you need him? And anybody that even tries to say anything about any of this and about COVID, about the narratives that they've been playing, you know, it's like you get censored. I mean, even Dr. Robert Malone, after his ban from Twitter, he says, you know, I'm just going to have to take my case to all the other little networks, to Joe Rogan, to everybody. He says America right now is in a condition of mass formation psychosis, also known as mass hysteria. People can go on Facebook and you've got Facebook participants on there. Oh, where can I go get a jab? Where can I go get a jab? Is there a free center open? Really? These people are, I mean, I hate to use the word glutton for punishment. I just say flat out stupid because they are not informed. They are believing every single thing that their Democratic media tells them because they've been programmed to tell them that. The media, basically, along with big tech, has been told that if you don't do what we say, we're going to pull your advertising dollars. I thought that sounds like blackmail and extortion to me. Threatening to pull, you know, here's the thing, folks. You have a way to boycott Go look up all the woke corporations and don't buy any of their stuff. That's one way you can fight back. This January 6th thing is not over yet, because they're going to play this thing all the way out until November of this year, and it's not going to go anywhere for them. And this is the only thing they can do to try to combat and take out Donald Trump so he can't run again. Unfortunately, because of executive privilege, a big roadblock has been thrown up. Not going to be a pretty picture in these televised hearings in front of this bunch of buffoons that are supposed to be serving we the people. Instead, they have politicized this entire thing and made it all about themselves. This is what the Democrats do, folks, and they say that we attack democracy. Whatever happened to the comment Benjamin Franklin made to the woman who asked him, "What kind of government have you wrought for us?" way back when the Constitutional Convention was held? He said, "A republic, if you can keep it." Have we kept it? This is a question you got to ask yourself. How close are we to losing our republic? We have commonwealths, Virginia, Pennsylvania. We have a Republic of Texas. You know, what other republic is there? And to the republic for which it stands, not once did I ever hear them stand up and pledge, and to the democracy for which it stands, that's ballyhoo, folks. Bull pucky, in my book. There is a constitution. The Democrats don't care about that. They don't care about the rights of the accused sitting in prison in D.C. and various other places because of January 6th. That was a big mistake, especially if we find out during these hearings, you know, because they're going to try to withhold as much information as possible. They don't want anybody knowing the FBI was involved. I'm saying right here and now, I suspect it. I suspect that not only were they doing it, Ray Epps was one of their informants. You know, the guy standing out there saying, "We got to rush the Capitol." I mean, even Alex Jones and people like that said, "No, you can't do this. It would be a big mistake." People did it anyway because people on the ground incited them to do it. Not President Trump. I'm talking about Ray Epps and all those other FBI informants that they had working in there that Pelosi and the rest of this bunch of self-serving misfits don't want you to know about. This is a sad state of affairs in this country when it has to come to this, folks. People being locked up for a year without trial. I mean, just that in alone, in principle, is a violation of their constitutional rights. And then to deprive them of the proper health care, now that's on them. If people die in that jail cell, the federal government needs to be sued multiple times over. And this is the only way right now that the Republicans and those in the states are able to withstand the assault on our republic is by filing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit and tying it up in the courts and try to hold them off until 2022. Till the election. Here's another interesting scenario for you. Understand, and this is something that is just recent breaking news. You know Mike Lindell from MyPillow? Well, he has just sued the January 6th House Select Subcommittee over subpoenaed cell phone records. Oh, yeah. They want to know, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, really? They're investigating the origins of the breach, and they think Mike Lindell was involved. So he filed suit in the U.S. District Court of Minnesota yesterday, naming Verizon, Pelosi, and other members of the panel. So they issued Verizon a subpoena for all of his records that he regularly uses for the period between November 2020 and January 31, 2021, and demanding Verizon produce certain records associated with that cell phone number used by Mr. Lindell. And so here's the thing. He's bringing an action seeking declaratory and injunctive relief to invalidate the subpoena on several grounds and prohibit its enforcement, violating his First and Fourth Amendment rights. You see, not all those telephone calls were related to the alleged insurrection. If this was a true insurrection, folks, keep it in the back of your mind that they would have come fully loaded for bear. They would have come fully armed with multiple AR-15s. Thousands would have descended on the Capitol. the ratio of those punished would be severely lopsided because the people fully armed, like Shay's Rebellion, would have gone in, taken out every single Capitol police officer, and wiped out everybody in Congress, everybody in the Capitol building, and then marched on the Justice Department to go after Merrick Garland. That's what an insurrection is, folks, not what happened there. There's a lot of unfair things that are going on. And, you know, people look back in history and go, you know, this never should have happened because now look what the Democrats are doing. They're calling it this. They're calling it that. They've labeled it. They want to create mass psychosis amongst their own voters who are looking at them going, yeah, well, look what I'm paying at the gas pump in the grocery store. Screw you. This is what a lot of the Democrats are saying. Them and the independents, they want nothing to do with the Democratic Party anymore. And it's obvious that with this January 6th committee going on about its business, how things are just going to get uglier by the minute and more people are going to disassociate themselves with the Democratic Party. By the way, in other news notes, the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota has fired 700 unvaccinated healthcare workers, despite nurses at the clinic issuing a warning several weeks ago about staffing issues. Well, that's the last place you want to go. Hospitals are going to become a very dangerous place in the future, folks, especially with this ramping up. It's the last place you want to be, only if you absolutely have to. I guess walk-in clinics are going to be a thing of the present now. Georgia, by the way, is now investigating allegations that ballot harvesting, which is unlawful in the state, was used widely during the 2020 election, and they have actually started an investigation into these voting irregularities. So understand that there is a lot happening here today because it's the one-year anniversary, and I guarantee you, not only are they going to make a play on this, and I'm talking about the Democrats, we are too here in the Power Hour. Pastor David Scarlett will be with us after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It is 11:31 in the morning, Central Time, Thursday, January 6th, 2022. Not 2020, as the little man in the White House with a mental acuity of a two-year-old said on TV the other night. It isn't like that. We all are living in the real world. People in D.C. are not. The Washington Times is reporting that more than a dozen Republican lawmakers, led by Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Texas Rep. Louis Gohmert, are demanding that a D.C. jail deputy warden be fired over what they call the mistreatment of the January 6th Capitol riot detainees in a letter sent to the city's Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser. 14 GOP House members accused Deputy Warden Kathleen Landerkin of treating the January 6th detainees as subhuman. They have been subjected to months of solitary confinement, verbal abuse, repeatedly called white supremacists. They've been harassed. They've been beaten by the guards. They've been denied basic medical care, religious services, communion, any kind of nutritional diet, and access to attorneys. Wow. I mean, you talk about violations of the Constitution. It doesn't matter whether you came to the Capitol or not. You still have constitutional rights. But apparently the Democrats do not care about that, and neither does this warden. This deputy warden needs to be run out on a rail. Like I said, where's Roy Cohn when you need him? We are at the one-year mark of this China-esque treatment of the January 6th protesters, and there's no end to this madness. They're going to carry this all the way up to the 2022 elections. There is somebody out there that has come forward. There is a movie called Capital Punishment, and that's not with an A-L. It's capital as in the nation's capital, punishment. Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory Worldwide Ministry has teamed up with actor Nick Searcy to help educate Americans as to what really happened on January 6th, and here is the clip of the trailer that is featured on Rumble.
This is treason.
Please, I don't want to just... Officer, I can't breathe.
I can't either.
When there's nowhere else to run, there's room for one more son.
Hey, dude.
I'm Nick Searcy. On January 6, 2021, I went to Washington, D.C., along with multitudes of other Americans, because we believed that the election was stolen. I saw with my own eyes what happened that day. And what they show you on the media doesn't tell half the story.
Here's the Capitol, and here's people going in there. They didn't show all of this out here.
I saw people of all colors, races, creeds, Asian Americans for Trump, blacks for Trump. I even saw a guy wearing a shirt that said fags for Trump. And since I'm from California, I knew that guy.
We're from Iowa.
Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'm here standing with my fellow patriots. We all standing for America.
Despite what the media tells you, boots on ground definitely say something different. There is a sea of nothing but red, white, and blue patriots.
These are damn working people. They want their country back.
We're marching for the Constitution. We're not. It ain't really about Trump. It's about us now. They're attacking us, and we're tired of it.
We had a foreign attack. They had domestic support.
This is about individual liberty. We don't believe the media. We don't believe you. We'd have no faith in our institutions.
The FBI is now being sent out by Joe Biden to punish people.
We're at war.
They're hunting down Trump supporters like dogs.
Let me say that again. We're at war.
147 days since my wife was murdered and executed.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with your
I step out, I have red dots all over my chest.
They broke the door down. Hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands up!
I was in jail for 4 straight days. I kept banging on the door saying, I have never had a phone call.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication and tactic is immense.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
We need to come together as Americans again and remember why we started this country.
An insurrection without arms? What are they talking about? And why are they lying?
Well, if that doesn't send chills up your spine, nothing will, because you're hearing the boots on the ground that happened 1 year ago today. And here's the thing. You know, the guy was right when he said an insurrection without arms. What did I just talk about? Shay's Rebellion. They showed up with guns. If we really wanted an insurrection, I mean, these people want a different narrative. It could have been a different narrative. Several thousand people with AR-15s with multi rounds of 30 round clips of .223 ammunition could have showed up and showed him what a real insurrection was. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So many mistakes got made, and the truth is the biggest mistake because it hasn't come out yet. We have Pastor David Scarlett with his Glory Ministry Worldwide on the phone with us here. Welcome, sir. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here at the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me.
So this, obviously, you were telling me off mic that it was very difficult getting sponsors to help fund this video that you did, Capital Punishment, but His Glory TV stepped up. Is that right?
Yes, and a couple other patriots behind the scenes. This is the most censored movie in the history of the United States. They don't want you to see the truth of this Capital Punishment movie, and that's why they've done everything from algorithms to big tech. The team couldn't even buy advertising on any of the networks. So they've completely tried to shut us out every single way possible because they know once this movie gets out, the American people and Christians all over the country are going to awake and they're going to revolt, and it's going to be the tipping point for this country.
Well, and the thing is now people are going to be asking, and the first thing that popped into my mind when you said this, Pastor David, where can you get this? How do I access the movie? How do we watch it?
We're going to give you 3 spots because they've even censored to the domain level, which is unprecedented. So you can get this at hisglory.tv. You can also go to hisglory.me. That's our main website, and you can click the Capital Punishment from there. And then you can go to any of our His Glory apps across all platforms. And on the main page of our app, once you download the app, it'll be Capital Punishment. You can click right on that. You can download it. You can get the DVD. You can get a gift certificate and share it with people. People are buying 30, 40, 50 DVDs at a time just to share with family members and friends to get the truth out.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I understand why mainstream media and big tech don't want this out there. Because the more that people know, whether they've seen this on the 3-part series that Tucker Carlson did on Fox versus what you're talking about. And, I mean, I think that, you know, sometimes when you're talking about Fox, you know, some of the flavor of Fox News has been added and embellished to this thing, and they don't actually display the entire truth. They don't want to get to the heart of the matter. From what I've heard, just in this video clip alone, this probably has a lot more sensitive information in it than what Fox News has on their Fox Nation website.
Oh, it's without doubt. Fox wouldn't even allow this movie to be even advertised on the Fox network. This is how concerning it is to them and every one of the fake news networks. I was personally there. I'm a Marine myself, so I saw that the three-letter organization instigated things there. I personally saw Antifa and Black Lives Matter wearing Antifa and Black Lives Matter shirts in black, switch into MAGA gear, go into the crowd, and create a ruckus. That's all captured in the movie. You see that we have 3 American patriot generals in this movie. We have General Flynn, we have General McInerney, and General Boykin. And they tell you we're at war. And then General McInerney, you saw in the clip, says this was orchestrated. This was a setup. And this was a setup from the highest levels of the shadow government.
I agree with you there. 844-769-2944. People out there, your souls and consciences have to be burning right now. This is enough to bring people to tears. And it's tears of sorrow because of what has taken place with all of these January 6th defendants. I mean, I'm even getting choked up thinking about what happened and what a mistake it was, and that they should have known they were going to be set up. If anything catastrophic like this is to take place, you know that they have infiltrated it. This is what the FBI does when they want to take out dissidents. They infiltrate them and set them up. This is what happened with the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer, and now all the defendants in that case are protesting. So, Pastor Scarlett, can you give us a little bit more a 40,000-foot view of where this movie's going? So people, you know, they got to be incentivized to get this.
Yeah, so you have to go to HisGlory.tv. You grab this movie, share it with people, gift certificates, DVDs, download it, because they do not want you to see this. Because once this gets out, the whole narrative, and it's not if it gets out, the House of Cards is about ready to come down. And that's why they are so afraid. And when they see this, in this movie, there's a former recon Marine that I've interviewed on His Glory as well. He's a former FBI agent, counterterrorism, worked directly with the Capitol Police. He will tell you from an expert level how the three-letter organization was used in this event. There's captured Ray Epps is in this movie, showing you how he was instigating things before the night before. Just over and over, we see Coy Griffin. All Coy was doing was praying on a megaphone about 50 yards from the Capitol. Several weeks later, they put him in jail, 9 days in solitary confinement, without a single phone call, and bologna sandwiches and cockroaches, just for praying outside of the Capitol. This is the United States of America, and we the people need to stand up and say no more.
Agreed. And so this, you know, I mean, somebody obviously, how many hours of footage did you have to sift through to put this movie together?
Well, I personally, we had a team that helped Chris. We just had a little bit, and that's just how much they were intimidated. They're trying to intimidate us. I was talking to Chris Burgard, who is the director. Nick Searcy is the producer. Him and the three of us were having a phone call on when we were going to launch this movie. And that phone call was intercepted because 20 minutes after we got done with the phone call, an FBI helicopter was hovering over my studio just to intimidate me and His Glory. They went after one of our production people for film. So they have done anything and everything they possibly can to stop this movie from coming out. But there's just hours and hours and hours of footage. But you're going to see some things that you've never seen before, like the truth of the whole video of what happened to Ashley Babbitt and the perspective from her husband. It is heartbreaking. You know, I'm being a Marine. There's a part in there that it just completely brought me to tears that this could happen in this great republic of ours.
And I, again, want to thank you for your service to this country. And it's an honor to have you step up to the plate like this and sacrifice, because I have a feeling that there's stuff in here that Nancy Pelosi and her committee of nine, supposed to be 13, but nine, don't want America to see, because that would tell a lot more than the picture that they're trying to paint in their narrative and what we can expect, because I foresee that even your producers and folks involved in this movie could get subpoenaed to testify before Congress and produce video clips and whatnot. I just think they want a free movie is what I think. They want to see what you've dug up versus what they've dug up, and they've got, you know, countless hours of videos. And this is the thing about Victoria White, who was repeatedly beaten with a baton and fist by a Capitol Police officer, and her attorney had to go in and file a lawsuit and get a judge to order the DOJ to release all of that footage so they could be prosecuted for police brutality. I am so sorry for what happened to these people, but again, I caution Americans to really seriously think about their future and what it means if you are called upon to go riot somewhere, because it's going to start getting ugly when people say enough and they want to take this country back. What's your feeling about that, Pastor David?
There's no question. This is a tipping point, and that's why they're so fearful of this movie. Once this movie gets out, it's over. And if it doesn't get out, we're gonna have some horrible things in the streets, and we can't have that happen. We have to do this peacefully, but we the people have to stand up and demand truth and get the truth out there, because they are afraid of the truth. They know the truth is coming. You're talking about giving this to the January 6th committee. We've offered the movie up to the January 6th committee. Let them put that into the official records.
Oh, my. And what's been the response?
Cricket so far.
Oh, yeah. Why am I not surprised, Pastor? Why am I not surprised? This is just insanity at its finest.
Yeah, you mentioned Louis Gohmert earlier. He's actually in capital punishment as well.
Interesting. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is she? I know she was one of the first ones that visited the D.C. jail wanting in, and they denied her access. And is any of that in the movie as well?
No, that portion is not in there, but there are some conversations around that. Dr. Simone Gold is in there, and how they broke her door down to come after her, and just countless story. I mean, a young girl that was 12 years old, they handcuffed her. The FBI showed up like they did with Roger Stone, with weapons drawn, just because they were at the event.
Oh, my. And see, and you saw the recent commentary by Merrick Garland, did you not?
I did.
What's your take on that?
God, they're absolutely fearful. They're fearful of what's coming. We expect to knock at the door at any time, but we're not going to stop. We're not going to quit. That's what they want you to do. That's what they're doing to these people here in Washington D.C. They're putting them in jail, and they're trying to bleed them financially so that they do a plea deal, so that makes them look guilty to keep this narrative going. And we need to support those people that are standing strong, because there has not been a charge of insurrection at all. I didn't see anybody with any weapons. I was there firsthand. Nobody had a weapon other than the Capitol Police.
Interesting. And I'm surprised that because you were there that they haven't come knocking on your door with a warrant.
Well, they've hovered over us with a helicopter. They've made
well, I know.
Known.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, they, after what Merrick Garland said on camera the other night that we've been watching repeatedly, is that, we are going to find out anyone who was even remotely involved in this thing, and, we're going to punish them. They're on a tirade worse than Roy Cohn during the communist era. And so, yep. It's this nuttiness by the Democrats is all in an effort to try to shore up their narrative. And unfortunately, I just don't see their narrative succeeding, especially when people watch this movie and see the results of what's going on. So I for sure am going to watch this and share it. So I'm encouraging all of our Power Hour listeners to do the same. And His Glory TV is the place that you can go if you want to buy this video or DVD. You can get it in downloadable form or in DVD form. Is that correct?
That's correct. And there's a way you can get a gift certificate if you want to forward that gift to somebody else to get this word spread out. Nick and everyone involved in this project, it was never about the money. Obviously, we're not going to make any money when they're censoring us like no other movie before. It's about getting the truth out to the American people. And once people see the truth, everything's going to change, because truth is going to win in the end. And that's probably the main reason why they haven't come after Nick yet or come after me, because they know it's going to boomerang back on them if they do.
Well, it will. And the thing that I'm looking at here, have you set up a GiveSendGo.com account for donations?
We are working on that. Yes, we are. Okay. We are working on that. We actually know the founders of them. They're a Christian company. Know them really well. So we are working on putting a fund together so that we can support these people in Washington, D.C. that are being treated unconstitutionally.
Well, and so any closing comments you want to make about this before we say adios for the moment?
The key is for all Americans and all Christians. This is a moment in time. This is a history. It's the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive. But you have to take action. You can't sit back in your corner and pray. You have to pray and take action, because if you do not take action, we will not have a republic. That's why this movie is so important, to go to HisGlory.tv. Share it with everybody you know, because once this truth comes out, we're going to get our country back, and we're going to have the greatest revival in the history of the world.
And not only that, too, I mean, there is a laundry list of things that people can do if they want to be proactive. And part of that, for example, would be to call your senator right now. Call other people's senators right now and stop this effort to kill the filibuster. This is going to totally wreck America if the Senate changes the rules on this. And this is what the Democrats are trying to do. Little Chucky, the Senate majority leader up there. I call him Chucky because he's the guy with the knife that stabs people. And this is exactly the way I envision him every time I see him on TV. And so, you know, I'm telling people, you need to be calling your senators now and telling them, please vote against changing the rule on filibuster. Keep the filibuster in place. There is a reason why it's there, and that's to stop enactment of bad law. And so this is why we have it. This is why we have checks and balances. The Democrats are out to destroy this, especially the January 6th committee. We can't let them do that. Pastor Dave Scarlett, thank you so much again for your service and for stepping up to the plate and putting this movie together. Like I said, I still am getting chills thinking about that trailer. You can go on Rumble.com and type in Capital Punishment Trailer to see it. It may sound a little muddy.
Go to HisGlory.tv. The trailer's there. And once you see the trailer at HisGlory.tv, right below it, you can get the DVD, because we got to get the word out. We got to get the truth out. And once you do, if you have chills just seeing the trailer, wait till you see the entire movie.
No doubt. Well, I look forward to it. And again, we appreciate your time and coming on the show and promoting this, because, folks, this is a worthwhile effort. You want to know the truth? The only way you're going to get at it is to talk to people who are actually there, that captured it on video, that have audio, and get testimony from the people who were there that can testify as to what is going on. I don't believe any of these people have cause or reason to lie to America. They were there for a purpose, albeit a little misdirected. I'm scared about the fact that they were set up. I knew, and other broadcasters knew, they were being set up. This ultimately is to take down President Trump. They want to charge him and keep him from being able to run for office again. This is a multi-pronged attack. These people are smart. They know what they're doing. This whole thing was pre-planned, and the only way to stop it is to go to HisGlory.tv and get a copy of this and share it with your friends and wake up America more than it already is. And we thank you again, Pastor David Scarlett, for joining us on the show here today.
Thank you so much.
All right, there you have it. Once again, HisGlory TV. This is pretty freaky stuff, folks. You never thought that you would get this in your face. Well, here is the way to get it in your face, to understand and appreciate the full meal deal of what actually took place there at the Capitol. We've heard so many damning stories that are the narratives have gone in the opposite direction. And like I brought up on our little interview here, these disgraced FBI agents are under scrutiny. The five defendants accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are pushing for more information about the wrongdoing allegedly committed by FBI agents who handled their case. It's nuts. The motions follow dismissal of one FBI agent in the Whitmer case for beating his wife. Another agent's been accused of perjury in a separate case, and a third was pulled from testifying in the trial after it was revealed he was operating a private intelligence business while working investigating the defendants. I mean, this is the craziness of it all. And whether or not you agree with what these guys were planning to do, because as Pastor David just said, we want this to be peaceful. We've already tried to be peaceful entering the Capitol, and you saw what happened. At least what the media wanted you to see what happened. So this is why I'm encouraging everybody, because this is January 6th, and we owe it to these people to get a copy of this video, Capital Punishment, and watch it, share it, talk about it, share it with your friends, talk about it, make things work. You know, this government has set us up to fail, and it's not just the Republican rhinos it's the Democrats. This is a two-headed coin, and if we don't grasp that coin and wrestle it away from these people, which represents power, I do not have pleasant outcome hope for this country. There's something else looming in the background, and that is a potential threat to launch an electromagnetic nuclear attack on the United States. And we're going to spend the next hour talking about that with somebody that is actually manufacturing devices to stop EMP from entering your house, your cars, your solar panels, your generators. And we're going to talk to a Texas senator who knows that this is a real potential disaster waiting to happen. It is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Yes, the U.S. government may have signed an agreement, but North Korea wasn't part of it as far as stopping nuclear war. Iran wasn't part of it. Nope, Russia, China, they all have hypersonic weapons. All they have to do is launch one nuke 275 miles above the atmosphere over Kansas City, and all of the United States, 48 contiguous states, are in the dark ages. We're going to talk about this throughout our next hour after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.